Good day. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, your reliable source for the latest in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Today, Thursday, October 17th, 2024, we present a wrap of key developments in Australia's financial services landscape that may impact both businesses and consumers. A looming crisis in Western Australia may soon impact property owners, insurers, and the broader property market. Homeowners with defective iPlex's ProFit Typlex 1050 plumbing systems face significant financial and emotional stress. Insurers, including RAC and QBE, are reportedly refusing renewals for homes with recurring water leaks, exacerbating the predicament. The situation is causing ripples across the property market, making potential buyers wary of future liabilities and insurance hurdles. In light of these reports, experts advocate for pre-purchase plumbing inspections and increased industry regulation. Amid this pressing issue, a collective push towards systemic changes is gaining momentum to help alleviate insurance problems triggered by faulty infrastructure. In related industry news, sweeping changes are upon the financial advisory sector. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has introduced a mandate compelling authorized representatives to maintain detailed records of personal advice for a minimum of 7 years. Notably, this obligation will persist, independent of any changes in the representative's status with the licensee. This new legislation, reported by David Jacobson at Bright Corporate Law, urges financial advisors to reassess their compliance and record-keeping strategies. It remains in effect until October 2029, unless extended. Advisors across Australia must closely track legislative changes, lest they risk their flexibility and autonomy. Now let's turn to an encouraging trend among Australia's Gen Z population. In a significant shift in investment patterns, Gen Z Australians are increasingly choosing to invest in local stocks, surpassing even the older generations in their enthusiasm. Despite the challenging economic landscape marked by high rents and inflation, these young investors have been shown to adopt a balanced approach of increasing cash reserves alongside their investments, indicating smart financial planning. In the banking sector, Westpac Banking Corporation has decided to discontinue cardless ATM withdrawals. The move, effective as of October 11th, aims to prevent unauthorized access to cash and enhance customer security. Though this change may cause some inconvenience, the bank's commitment to safeguarding customer information signals a positive step towards robust security measures in the rapidly evolving financial sector. As we unpack these stories, it becomes clear that the Australian financial services landscape is in constant evolution, marked by regulatory changes, shifting consumer behavior, and an increased focus on security. Make sure to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. for more comprehensive discussions and news updates. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Paige Estrotori, keeping you informed for Financial Services Online.